Now it's time for the game where we make famous people answer weird questions about obscure stuff. We call it My Job. When news breaks, Soledad O'Brien fixes it. Or at least tells lots of people about it as one of CNN's top news anchors. O'Brien has covered tsunamis, a papal visit to Cuba, and the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. She co-anchors CNN's morning show, American Morning, which does way better than its predecessor, Wake Up Losers. Soledad, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, Soledad, you must get asked 10 to 15 times a day about your name. It is a really interesting name. Where does it come from?
My name is Spanish. My full name is Maria de la Soledad Teresa Marchetti O'Brien.
I'm surprised you're not just using that on TV.
I know.
And what does it mean?
Maria de la Soledad means the Blessed Virgin Mary of Solitude.
That's a little bleak, really.
Yeah.
Was it one of those things where you were born and your parents looked at you and said, oh, honey, she looks just like the Blessed Virgin Mary of Solitude. Or did they already have the name picked out?
Mm-hmm. I think they decided on it when I was born. But when I started working in TV, I had a lot of people who said I should change my name. And I always thought, yeah, not going to change my name from the Virgin Mary to something else.
That's bad juju there.
Almost immediately.
Well, the Virgin Mary didn't do it. Why should you?
Yeah. You are the object of Stephen Colbert's love. Let me read a couple things he said. You are the one woman who encapsulates all women. And he said you're his favorite omniracial news anchoress, the global village that is Soledad O'Brien. And for those of you who don't know, he's the host of the Colbert Report on Comedy Central. That has to be very flattering, Soledad.
Very flattering. It's very nice of him to say so.
You guys, you know, get out much or anything?
No. But, you know, I interviewed him for his new movie, and he was a lot of fun.
Now, that is taking your life in your own hands. If you've seen any of the interviews he does with politicians, there's always a moment in the interview where you can see this sweaty congressman from Ohio or something looking over at his press person like, what the hell is going on?
Why am I on this show?
Now, you're in front of a lot of people, Soledad, on TV every morning. You must get people writing you letters, trying to get in touch with you.
Yeah. A lot of people email during the show.
And what are they?
Have you heard from Flory? I have a friend named Flory who moved to Santa Cruz, and I lost track of her. No, you got the whole news business there available to maybe look into that.
I will put the resources of CNN right on that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
On King, on Grace, on Blitzer. What are the weirdest, you know, emails and letters you get, Soledad?
I believe it or not, I get a lot of emails from foot fetishists.
Oh, yeah?
Get out!
I am not kidding.
They can't even see your feet, can they?
Yes, in some shots.
You should do something about that.
We don't ever get that, do we?
No, no. This is radio, Roy.
Every once in a while, an adenoid fetishist.
How do people get into that request, Soledad? Like, I love your work, by the way, I'm into your feet. Like, how does that letter unfold?
They usually start off very normally. Like, hey, I saw your interview with Senator so-and-so. I thought blah, 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 blah. I'm wondering if you could send a picture. I'd love to see your feet. Open-toed shoes are the best.
You know what would be kind of a dead giveaway that it was coming up? If they said, I was riveted to every second of your Dr. Scholl interview. Then you would know. Here's a guy that's going for the foot thing again.
Signed, Jim Lehrer. Well, Soledad O'Brien, we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You're the wife of Congress's most audacious jailbird.
Or you're Nancy Cunningham, wife of Randy Duke Cunningham, who's incarcerated for what's been called the greatest instance of congressional influence peddling ever. He was accused of taking boatloads of cash, a house, an actual boat named the Dukester, and a mansion's worth of antiques in exchange for favors to defense contractors. Mrs. Cunningham wanted to tell her side of the story, so she called up dirtmonger Kitty Kelly and asked for an interview, which the New Republic published this week. We're going to ask you three questions, Soledad, taken from this interview. You get two of the three right, and you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Soledad playing for?
She is playing for Robert B. Hall of Media, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
All right, Soledad. First question. There is no love lost between Nancy and Randy Duke Cunningham. She blamed him for ruining their lives. This was evidenced by something she continually did during the interview. Was it A, she only referred to him as Mr. Cunningham? B, she kept doodling pictures of him in his prison jumpsuit? Or C, instead of saying his name, she would spell out the word J-E-R-K-F-A-C-E on a cocktail napkin?
Wait a minute. Okay, I got it.
I am going to say the answer is A. She referred to him as Mr. Cunningham during the entire interview.
That's right.
Thank you.
Very good. One for one. Okay. Second, Nancy Cunningham says that just as her husband was facing jail, he tried to get her to help. How? A, he asked her to wear his Vietnam medals to remind people he was a hero. B, he asked her to run for his seat in Congress and, quote, reopen the gravy train. Or C, he dumped a duffel bag full of cash and dirty underwear in her driveway and asked her to stash it for him.
The answer is C. He dumped the underwear and the cash.
That's absolutely right.
Wow! You know, maybe she should tell us where she lives. She may live right beside the Cunninghams.
Yeah. I mean, where do you get your news?
Yeah, how did she know that?
Oh, well, you know, Nancy's a close friend. No, I'm kidding.
Very good, Soledad. You are 2 for 2. It's almost like you're a news anchor or something. Finally, Mrs. Cunningham revealed her pet name for her husband in this interview. Was it A, Giggles? B, Mr. Funball? Or C, Prisoner 035468?
I believe it was A, Giggles.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was actually B. As she said, quote, there were many, many times when Mr. Funball, as I called him, was just too friendly with women, so overly friendly that it was humiliating.
Oh. Jeez.
But you got 2 out of 3.
You know, that's not even an original name. That's one of the names on the orangutan website. Mr. Funball, that's a fairly common name among orangutans.
Mr. Funball 207 at yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, it's a term of endearment, but...
Carl, how did Soledad do?
Well, she did well enough to win. Luke, she had 2 correct answers, so Soledad, you win for Robert B. Hall. Congratulations.
Great work, Soledad.
Fantastic.
Thanks for coming on.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Soledad O'Brien is a Peabody Award winner and the anchor of CNN's American Morning. Soledad, thanks again for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
What did she get a Peabody Award for?
She was really good in New Orleans, I know that. Katrina.
Her coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, she was great.
I love those boots she wore.